The regulatory change was initially put out for public feedback in May. The National Park Service extended it in July and last week stretched the comment deadline again, this time to November 5th. Park Service spokesman Pete Christian says the extensions were all in response to public requests.
Simultaneous with that, we released the environmental assessment for the proposed rule, and the comment period for both of those is running simultaneously.
Christian says the environmental assessment looked at the effects of the regulatory change and found no broad-scale impacts to wildlife populations.
So on the ground, in an individual national preserve unit or in a local area, there may be some changes to patterns and or movement of wildlife or population itself locally. But overall, over the whole state of Alaska, there wouldn't be an effect.
Christian says the proposed change has drawn abundant public feedback.
We are getting, I would say, unprecedented amount of public comment on this anytime in the recent past, over 120,000 comments. And of that, 25,000 are substantive and unique comments of their own. So comments that challenge the accuracy of the NEPA document itself or the adequacy of the environmental analysis. Quite a bit of interest in this from the public.
Christian says comments received so far have not been formally evaluated, but it appears that a large majority strongly oppose changing the 2015 regulation. He says once the public comment period closes in November, the Park Service Regional Director will either sign a statement of no significant impact or order development of a full environmental impact statement, a process that could potentially stretch until the 2020 presidential election. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.